Judge Not, written by Adam J. West, read by Shane Browning. Through the effective and powerful means of the media, the homosexual agenda, which first took root decades ago, has in the last decade propelled itself forward with juggernaut intensity. Homosexual activists are not emphasizing subtle tactics and persuasive rhetoric. In recent years, they have been pushing to make their beliefs mainstream societal thinking. Many wonder how long the pushing can continue until society gives in completely to this colossal pressure. Much like peer pressure among school youths, given enough time, old barriers and boundaries weaken, and things once thought taboo become the norm with oftentimes devastating consequences. The media applies this pressure with acrobatic agility. In 2014, a former United States presidential candidate, Michelle Bachmann, was placed on the firing line. In earlier statements, she had conveyed her beliefs that homosexuality is a sexual dysfunction and should be remedied through counseling and behavior modification. The reporter interviewing her on NBC's Meet the Press repeatedly asked her if this would be the view of her presidency. She kept answering, quote, "I am running for president," unquote. He wanted her to waver, but she did not. The reporter implied that Bachmann's position amounted to judging all homosexuals, though she said she was not doing so. Rather, she said, she was stating her personal view on the matter, a view that would, no doubt, have shaped her agenda in the White House if she had continued to run and been elected. Then she was asked if, as president, she would have an openly gay person in her cabinet. In response, she did not take the bait. Instead, she avoided a direct answer and emphasized three other criteria she said she would consider. No doubt she was evading a direct answer because she knew what would happen if she dared to speak plainly, especially to quote the Bible's view on the matter. Jesus Christ said, quote, "My kingdom is not of this world," unquote. John 18, verse 36. This means that true followers of Jesus Christ do not involve themselves in worldly politics, voting, jury duty, or military service. However, having their allegiance to the God of heaven, Christians, as aliens and pilgrims in this world, do recognize the reality of what happens when a society tries to organize itself apart from the views and teachings of the Creator. Although social pressure to approve of homosexual conduct is a relatively new phenomenon in modern Western society, the Bible has been very clear on the subject for millennia. Leviticus 18, verse 22. Romans 1, verses 26 through 28. Scripture makes plain that the homosexual lifestyle does not fulfill God's purpose for the family, for human beings He created, and for the bodies He defines as the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Yet in much of Western society today, those who hold to the long-established biblical view are often seen as bigoted or behind the times. In His famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ told His followers, quote, "Judge not, that you be not judged," unquote. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. He was telling Christians that they must not presume to pass sentence against another, taking on as their own role what God reserves for Himself. But this much misunderstood verse does not mean that Christians cannot evaluate whether a behavior is right or wrong, whether it supports a healthy society or leads to destruction, and it does not absolve those who are sinning from their responsibility to turn away from sin. Those practicing a way of life God has already judged as sin, whether homosexuality or any other sin, need to repent. They need to become so sorry for their actions that they turn from their wrong way of life to the way of life God desires for them. The homosexual agenda is chiseling away at an already worn-down society. But we do not need to be fooled. To understand the prophetic significance of what is happening, read our articles, The New Normal, and The Plain Truth About Homosexuality, Also, be sure to watch the Tomorrow's World webcast, Kim Davis Arrest, Prophecy Being Fulfilled.